Good evening. The show begins tonight in Gettysburg, July 1st, 1863. The gathering storm. Lee's army coming without cavalry scouting from the west and the north. George Meade, who took over just 2 days before, the Army of the Potomac coming from the south and the east. A meeting engagement. Narrated by Colonel Jeff McCausin, U.S. Army retired. CBS News, my colleague, is the author of the book Battle Tested, about leadership lessons from Gettysburg. The battle built in the course of the first day from a cavalry unit with Spencer repeating rifles that peppered the advancing heavy infantry of Heath's brigade, Heath's division, towards Gettysburg and what is called Seminary Ridge. The north was attacked by two different divisions coming on heavily. Whole corps were turning up on the battlefield in the course of the day. As I understand it, the Union could only fall back. Towards the end of the day, Lee gave a lesson, an order that was interpreted by the general, Ewell, who received it, as you can attack or not, depending upon your conditions. Ewell chose not to attack. The speculation is that he would have overrun the Union position. And that would have been the end of the Battle of Gettysburg and the end of a few corps of the Union Army of the Potomac. And there had just been very few tattered regiments between Lee and Washington, D.C., or Philadelphia, depending on which way you turn. Didn't happen that way. Ewell chose not to attack, believing there would be a better start in the morning. Lee believed they would win on the second day, so Jeffrey takes us up to the end of the first day. Then I turn to Michael Bernstam at the Hoover Institution to discover that Russia, cutting off natural gas to Europe, has turned that natural gas into cheap fertilizer that is available throughout the world and throughout Europe, undermining the pricing of the chemical fertilizers produced by the U.S. and Europe and Germany. So the Russians are making money with their natural gas that they won't sell to Europe. To begin the whole leverage that the Russians had, they thought, over Europe when they began the invasion of Ukraine. Cheap fertilizer, good for the breadbasket. A positive outcome from a tragedy. Then Simon Constable comments on the election back home for him. He believes labor will be in at least 5, maybe 10 years. Get used to it. It'll be bumpy and exciting. Off to Taiwan provocations. Steve Yates joins with Gordon Chang and myself. For no reason that is easy to understand, China confiscated a Taiwan fishing boat and is holding it. Odd. Odd behavior. The bullying and harassing of the Filipino sailors a week past is also odd. It's as if China doesn't have one plan. It acts oddly, pointlessly, provocatively, but to what end? Unknown. Then a conversation with Ann Stevenson Yang about the lack of Plan B at the Third Plenum when they are meeting to discuss repairing the economy, which is broken unto recession, maybe worse. Housing has collapsed. Manufacturing is shy orders. Christmas season's generally gone. Container prices are up because of the Red Sea harassment by the Houthis. And the consumer won't spend. What is Plan B? Ann says there is no Plan B. Conversation with Rebecca Grant about Cuba permitting radar to track all objects over the U.S. China setting up a listening posts, several listening posts at Cuba. These many decades left of the Cuban Missile Crisis, it's back, but this time it's intelligence crisis. What is to be done? Unknown. You all know that there's trouble in the White House. They've got plenty to handle on their own with the re-election. They don't have any time to challenge Cuba. And one more conversation about the third plenum disorder with Charles Burton of Synopsis. And then it's off to another adventure in the Civil War. This time, Jubal Early's invasion of Washington, D.C. in July of 1864. There wasn't much between Jubal Early's 14,000 and sacking and burning Washington, except for clerk volunteers handed rifles by Stanton, and eventually the elements of the Sixth Corps came up from Virginia on riverboats and reinforced the capital, and Early broke off. 9th to the 13th of July. A Lancaster County report from Jim McTague. Is there such a thing as a Trump trade? What is it? We discuss. And a Biden trade. What is it? And we discuss. The presidential race has become extremely exciting for market managers. Conversation with Bob Zimmerman. 5 new spaceports being built or founded or identified around the world. All private, all commercial. And then sunspots still rising. We don't know if we're at the maximum or not. We won't know that till after we peak of sunspots. 4th hour is devoted to the New World Report. Bolivia, a self-coup. Uruguay going to the polls soon enough. The attempted assassination of Cristina Kirchner in December of 23, odd enough, is going to be a trial now. Doesn't make any sense. The attempted shooter is Brazilian. We don't know where the gun came from. Maybe the Argentine police do, but I don't. It's not been reported. And it didn't fire. Strange. The whole thing's strange. And then President Balarte of Peru in China making deals, wearing a very expensive watch. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.